In the thick of primary and caucus season, the two Democratic presidential candidates are locked in a battle for their party's nomination. At a CNN debate in Flint, Michigan, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders talked about environmental issues, including lead contamination. Clinton also got a chance to speak up on a hot-button issue for many in her party's base, fracking. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains.
The question came from a student in Michigan.
Do you support fracking?
Hillary Clinton's answer included a list of conditions that would have to be met in order for her to be okay with hydraulic fracturing.
I don't support it when the release of methane or contamination of water is present.
Also, companies would need to fully disclose the chemicals they used, and there would need to be local approval for any projects.
So by the time we get through all of my conditions, I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
These were strong words, especially from Clinton. As Secretary of State, she supported fracking as a way to get the U.S. off of foreign oil and gas and encouraged America's allies to do the same. So what's behind Clinton's tough talk on fracking? Terry Madonna, a pollster at Franklin and Marshall College, said, check the calendar. It's primary season, and Democratic primary voters are much more liberal than voters in the general election.
It's clearly a concerted plan to move to the left to gain the support of those voters, as well as to, you know, go after the support base that Sanders has picked up.
Bringing her closer to where Bernie Sanders stands on the issue.
My answer is a lot shorter. No, I do not support fracking.
But even with the tough talk on fracking, it remains an open question how much either candidate would be able to do to limit fracking if elected. Amy Mall of the environmental group NRDC Action Fund said many of the laws that could be used to further regulate fracking, like the Safe Drinking Water Act, would have to be changed by Congress.
But within current law, there are things that an administration can do to strengthen the rules.
Like further tightening existing rules on air pollution from oil and gas wells and the disposal of solid waste from the oil and gas industry. Also, there's another issue to be considered. Analysts say less fracking could mean more coal, which would be worse for climate change. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.